Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Confidence is a wonderful state of mind if the foundation upon which one builds his confidence is sure and steadfast. However, a confidence which is built upon a false foundation will be the source of the greatest sorrow a man can know. For every truth that is laid down in God's Word, Satan has produced many counterfeits which appear on the surface to be sound, but like termite-eaten wood, these forgeries cannot support any weight or endure testing. Woe be to those who sleep on the enchanted ground of false confidence. It does not matter how right a man is on many subjects, nor how confident he may be in what he believes, if the basis upon which he stands is anything other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified, then that man's religion is false and his hope is in vain. Some of the grounds for false hope and confidence are sound doctrine. It is very important that we be instructed by sound teaching that we may have a strong foundation on which to stand. Yet there are many who are confident of their standing in Christ simply because they hold to this doctrine or that. Another ground for false hope is a profession of faith or decision for Christ. Multitudes of well-meaning soul winners go about convincing others that they can be saved by repeating a prayer or stating that they believe in Christ. Our confidence must be built on Christ Himself and not on our decision to believe. Only God can work such a work. Another ground for false hope is faith without works. Good works are simply the result of true faith. Vain is the confidence of that man who believes himself to be standing in Christ, yet has no love nor obedience to His commandments. And finally, another ground for false hope is baptism or church affiliation. Our confidence must rest in Christ and Christ alone, not our faith, not our profession, not our doctrine, not our church connection. Flee from those who encourage men to have confidence in anything else. Paul said, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Upon whom or what does your confidence rest?